The Outer Limits, 1963, Season 1, Episode 20, The Barrero Shield, Faint Footsteps. Isn't that it? Is it dead? I'm going to bury it. You must not stop me. It has a bullet in the base of its skull. My son didn't put it there. Great men have forgiven their murderous wives. Humming man. Nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. Controlling transmission. Control the horizontal. Control the vertical. The change the focus to soft blur, shoving it to crystal clarity. The next error, sit quietly. Control all you've seen here. Bad of his fate and great adventure. You are to experience. Bad experience the old mystery, which from the inner mind, the outer limits. Intermittent electric vocal buzzing, beeping, man. Passion in the human heart called it aspiration. Flares with a noble flame. And by its light, man, the travel from caves of darkness to the darkness of outer space. But when this passion becomes lust, the flames are fanned by greed and private hunger, the aspiration becomes ambition. By which sin the angels fall. Woman is Miss Dane. It holds steady. Yes, Father, Miss Dane. It's been a long evening, Richard. Tell your wife I enjoyed my dinner. She liked to hear that. Your favourite year. Next time, Judith. Good night, now. Excuse me. I'll see you to the car. Yes, you've already made a decision. Not in your favour, no. Somebody, father. Richard, I'll be there in a moment. Passes over his own son. He isn't stepping down from the throne. Trying for the presidency of his company. Blood was nothing to do with it. He didn't wait. He always made him uncomfortable, turning me down. The laser light didn't oppress him. Isn't anything original. And many found it a new use for it. The Valero Corporation is not interested in disruptive appliances. His praise is disruptive. Don't you know I was interested in your work? It's recent, isn't it? Begin with this. I remember something I heard as a small child. Somebody spoke with trembling way. Bridge between earth and heaven. Found it in a mythical book. Scandinavians call it Bifrost. I thought of this as a Bifrost, way in what, for me, would be heaven, power, far-flung holdings, and a mission authority. I thought all you wanted for me to make some small contribution to mankind, not small, Richard. Things I want for you are not small. I'm sorry, Judith, but unless my father changes his mind, which he won't, I am be able to give you large amounts of money. Mounts is money and love. Will love keep you, Judith? Will you keep that keep you? We return this. We open next time your father comes to dinner. I mean, next time your father comes to dinner. Will it be next time? No. Bring us two glasses. Crystal. Ask Miss Dane to polish them. We drink to a trembling way. Vibrating hum, Miss Dane. Does my wife ever confide in you about me? Sometimes when you're dreaming, I'm there. So your dreams aloud. Has you ever dreamed of leaving me? For what? Leaving for you for what? For some young other pretender, more accessible throne. Miss Valero is loyal. Yes, but to whom? Judith, what is it? I killed it. But it wasn't human. It wasn't human that I killed. Came toward me and I fired. Is it still alive? I couldn't look back. I called out, crawled Richard. We are told. And his planet fear is a spur. It's a fear that made you think first destroy me. Was it not? Laser beam to destroy me? You? The fire quench fire? Who are you? Your weapon could not harm me. Had I known its charge was the same stuff as that, I would have not thrown up this shield. I feel sense, however, it'll be wise to remain shielded till I've acquainted myself with all your weapons. Ask him who he is, alien traveller. From where, why a world hovers, to have seen your universe. You're not a planet, the implication of light, some which radiates from your stars. How did you come here? I am urgently concerned with the question of how I shall survive here. Remove my shield. Please, you may know, do. That shield, without it, you could not travel in such a serene universe. This your motors. Random variations, I should go. No, don't, I've already seen I already see another of your weapons, distrust. You can explain that we are not all scientists, Richard. In our world, empathy and minus courage reserved for every small child, a very delicate scientist. The rest of us struggle long, but I distrust amongst us, Judith. I am not afraid now. I now apologize. You need not. Asim does not want you to go. Ask him to accept you if I do. Do you? My limited question, yes. Will you stay? How are you able to create a solid cylinder and a light laser composed of properties almost identical to those which form the atmosphere of my world? How could you have simplified compounds? Existence could not possibly have known. Blame, please. The laser's energization of light. The stimulator's fresh emission radiation. It irradiates a synthetic rubble crystal, which radiates energy on a broad band of frequencies. Optical energy excites the atoms. Higher energy state call out a bridge for us, a bridge from earth to heaven. I was right, finally, today. Do you know what that monstrous thing is, Mr. Dane? Something dead that won't die, no. It is an aspect, Mr. Dane. It's real, it's alive, it's ours. Doorbell rings, Miss Bolero. I did not wish to see you. I came to see my son, kindly tell him I'm here. I wait. Was to send you away, my son. See me. Why did you go away? As rare, why are this son? Why is in your part? How dare you, no friend or equal, could speak to you more wisely. Call my son, go to bed, Miss Stane. I couldn't keep you from marrying my son. I done my best to keep him from regretting it. So being a son at war, Judith. Now I must fire a very loud shot. Noise break his heart, but he can have the Bureau Corporation. All of it, forever, if he leaves you. Doesn't want it. He spent his life trying to be worthy of it. He knows, wants your love. I want your empire. I spend every hour developing men and means devoted to prevention of war. It's how much I hate war. Yet I am not as sickened and raged in my war as I am by a single soul like yours. Vision, the most active form of violence ever counted, no more active than your own, just more vibrant, doing a not, and no ambition, just aspirations. Your glory aspires to it, your lust. Lust has just become an aspiration when it comes to an ambition. You'll give your Bureau Corporation to your son. Now return for the glory, about to give the Bureau name. Yes, Father, wait and see. Him and you call the wife Judith, friend. Have no much time, there's not much more would like to be taught. I will just be a moment, close the door, my hearing, but so do yours, I say what? How you look when you're happy. It's the first time you see you happy. Cares, he cares about everything. I could face of all the facts of the world in his brain. That's what you've been doing. He is less than an hour. He is the trouble before the parallax. Your golden dream is full. You stuff his brain, lower your voice. He goes home and he's left with nothing, tragic tale to tell. Who believe you? Shall I parade him down? Richard, your laser made it possible for the former life travel beyond our universe. It's yours, you own it, no. No one should be owned by another. Not ownership then, but proof of convince the smokers. I didn't set out to accomplish this. Acts of Richard, such accidents make men kings, Richard. Richard, don't lose this mad opportunity. Father should lead. My father, if he tells them, they believe him. Joe, call my father. Tell him to come here. You can make it in time. Quickly, you can call him. Doesn't hate you. Hurry, less than an hour. What is it? I better use the phone downstairs. He might resent being exploited. Don't know what that means, I do. I learned it to my father's knee. Whispering, Miss Pelero. Once his protective form for my human monster. Once this protected me from a human monster, the one I married, take it. You may need this pain protection, but it should be a minute. Something going to do? How long is a minute? It passes unnoticed when you're content. But needy, been a string of endless many times. Will you want me to remain here? Can you read my mind, even though for the shield? No. Cannot read your mind. Cannot even understand your language. And eyes, your eyes in all the universes. All the unities beyond the universes. All have eyes that speak. All that speak the same language. How can you speak my language? I learn each word just so before I speak it. Your eyes teach me. Husband tells you must go in another hour. Must you? Don't. Please stay. I want you to stay. I want you to stay with my husband for her to see. You must see. I won't harm you. When you come, you can come out with that shield. Now you come out yours. You're extremely protective. Yes, we have our shields, but ours protect only our hearts and souls. Our flesh is vulnerable to what a fate and our enemies tell us. No. No, you lack the prime ingredient to manufacture a thing that is fortunate. Man can only give his country a weapon like that. Like that, that is not a weapon. Military frame of reference can be considered an anti-weapon. Anti-weapon? It's the same thing. If every man, woman, child and one entire country would be protected against attack, every man, woman, child, not need his own. A single one of these could shield and protect the entire planet. Think what? The shield radius can be increased or decreased simply by deepening or lightening pressure. But how would it, how? But it would do your planet no good unless I am the only, I or one of my kind were. My father could never come here again. Make him, beg him to beg him. He sent away a call. Anything to get him here, no. I can't let you crawl, Judith, or go. Wait for me, please. I do not lie to him. Do not lie to him. I do not promise I should wait. You can't wait. If you miss a moment, I will never be able to leave here. None of us can miss the moment. Gunshot, we'll have to dig a grave later. Husband, he rarely comes down here for the wine. I won't send him. I dig a hole in the woods. Tonight we bury it. No, his grave is dug in a hurry. Do a little at a time so I won't have to do about you for a day. Door shuts, Richard. This is in the laboratory. This is Valara. Just wait here. Do not wish to go deeper into your house. Richard, there are drafts here. Bring it here and I'll show it to me. Stay. Joe, thank you, Father, for coming. Excuse me, I refuse to wait. He said it's not a question of time. Simply did not want to profit. Want you to profit by him. I see. I begged him to stay. I told him he'd not begin to learn all you could have taught him. I didn't tell Father what I had up here. He think I added in facility to my long list of accomplishments. Jeff, when I tell Father he's a ruse, get him here so I could diagnose and apologize. Judith, will you apologize? Wait, Richard. I talked to him. You lag. Apologize, he will. Wait here, your father and I will come up together. Judith, father, you cannot bring it down. You have to go up to the lab. Father, your son has been the way mankind protects itself from mankind. They give it to the world as a gift, an anonymous donor, or you could give it to the new ruler of the Barrow Empire, which sounds more glorious to you. Richard, my invention, the Valaro, you called it yours, Richard. May I have the honour of explaining your shield. Valaro's shield to your father. Valaro's shield, he wanted to call it the Bifrost. I see him to use his own name. His and yours, bear and fast. Point blank. Please, great men require great demonstrations. Don't they? Don't blank. Richard, you're going to let me be tricked? No trick, father. Perhaps a bullet won't convince you. Give him a laser gun. Can't let you sustain. I must show these people what great men they are. But it pings, what is it? Can you hear me? Yes. A laser gun. Man who made this could rule the world or save it prefer. Isn't that man you wanted to see you? I gathered up all myself out to rid myself and projecting it into you. I have used you, Richard. Stop it, father. Protect myself, I'm always destroyed you before you read me. Don't shut me out with your successes. I tried to shut you out of mine. Please stop it. He does not forgive easily. He has your small flaws as well as your great virtues. He'll forgive me, won't he? I helped him too, but quickly. I don't have too much time. Do not decide to retire. I am going to retire. Be retired. By time, final was not just decision I could ever make. Go to him. Cost me comfort, a broken enemy, for he used to guard him. Help us, help. Help, and heaven can help. She says, Miss Valaro, months will not come back. Not that way, come before. If you die, if you live without air, it's a perpetual supply. It's doom of us. You'll come back, Richard. Let me go for help. I could do something, but not really there. It's hopeless, say it's hopeless. But don't you, all you've had is words of hopelessness. Don't you ever run out? Do you ever have a petrol supply in that tomb of yours? Such a creature may be roaming streets and may be killing someone so should. I'd sit down and father and be quiet. Don't want anyone to know my wife feed, my friend from overworld. But this way, for all of us and your wife. What can we do for her, my wife, father? Get help, we said. Perhaps she can be reached in a room to flow. Saying we'll cut away. She'll go down to foundations. Down, down to stay. Father, stay. I've called for help. You've been, you can't listen. Listen, I won't say anything incriminating. I can't even call for help. Just call them. Police, the leading scientists of the world. Faith healers, the magicians, psychiatrists, minions, experts, philosophers, politicians, image makers, film directors, government agencies. Who would you call when you're trapped in your own tomb? Do you ever pick it up? Try again, please. Movement of words accomplished nothing. Only a complete oxygen in her soul. One more, please, Miss Dane. Tell him it's useless. No, it isn't. He has to be still in your atmosphere. He couldn't have left without shield. The day I tell him to call the police. We didn't know. Why not? Fate cannot be used to keep me. Bad. Getting me out of here. Maybe that's the solution. Tell him it's I'm a murderer and he ripped me out bare hands to keep me from escaping the chamber. And laughs hysterically. He told me so much about it. All about it, a fault. A single one would take the entire planet. Radius increased by merely deepening pressure. And whoever we called it. I thought he'd done told me everything. Now, of course, I realise that he never told me how to remove it. Nothing we know of this world will remove it. Nothing will remove it. I have killed him prematurely. If Dame and I put him in cellar, what if proof that he'd be here? My father would have wanted proof. Fathers often demand what strangers don't even expect. Pay for such a fact, ain't that? Is it dead? It's going to, I'm going to bury it. You must not stop me. You have your proof of fire. Police must not have theirs, please. No, of course not. I've done my business. It belongs to the world of prize givers my son invented, agency that I brought him here. He flashed across the chapter of the world, as on history. It was a bullet to the case of his skull. My son didn't put it there. Great men are forgiven for the murder of wives. Coming, let me out. Please let me out. I'm sorry. Oh, please, indeed, be forgiven. Please, someone forgive me. Let me free. I can forgive you. But I can't let you free. I can. As you borrowed that thing, gently broke the vein. My fluid, like your blood. Prime ingredient screams, expected to kill me. But he looked into my eyes. I heard myself say, can I help? He said, look, I cannot. Something if it's gone, you're free. Gone. We have to tell someone what we've done. You said it was gone. It's gone. Gone. Now it's still here. Nothing can remove it. It'll always be here. Nothing will ever remove it. It's here. I know it's here. I can see it. I always see it. It'll always be here. Nothing will ever move it. Nothing will ever move it. Nothing will ever move it. Nothing. Man, when this passion called inspiration comes lust and the operation integrates, comes vulgar impression. By such sin, which sin the angels fall.